Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Your Life with Michelle. Join me every Thursday at 5:30 Central Standard Time to learn how to heal your health, heart, and spirit. My guests come from all over the world to show us a new way of living life so you too can let joy be your dessert. Hello, good evening. This is Love Your Life with Michelle, and I am your host, Michelle Myron. The show is all about living a happy, healthy, and holistic life. Because who doesn't want to live that kind of life? It's fantastic. So, yeah, thank you so much for joining us this evening. This is kind of an impromptu show tonight. It's something that myself or Pamela Ann, who's my guest today, weren't even really planning on. But there's just so many incredible things going on in our lives. Myself and Pamela's and other people that we thought we need to share this and get this out so that you too can experience the type of things that we've been experiencing. So that's why you're here, and that's why I'm here, and that's why Pamela is here. So it's very exciting. So, before we get started on that, I just want to let you know that you can go back anytime and listen to any of my past shows. I've had some incredible guests on the show from all over the world. So you can find me on iTunes, Love Your Life with Michelle, and you can also go on Blog Talk Radio under the same name. You can also go to my website, lovelifewithmichelle.com, and I have lots of information on my guests and on my show. So yeah, check it out, and you can find my Facebook and Twitter link there as well. All right, let's start on today's show. Okay, it's called Lost and Found. Have you noticed all the people who are experiencing loss these days? Have they lost jobs, relationships, health, and things that are precious and important to them? They have also lost their feelings of peace, well-being, happiness, and hope. Are you also one of those people? And do you feel similar losses in your life? And would you like to have those losses restored to you now? Then, in this next hour, and join us and learn how these situations are actually your blessings and opportunities to learn from and master. Discover the simple yet powerful actions you can take to call back and receive what you have lost. In fact, those losses can easily and quickly come to you now. Today I'm welcoming back the award-winning inspirational speaker, published author of the book Mindset of Miracles, and my very dear friend, Pamela Ann Ezell. She's a gifted, compassionate leader, a visionary, powerful mentor, and an inspiring, uplifting speaker. She teaches others how to command their world with such exactness that they can put a date on it. Yes, this is a bold statement, yet that is exactly what her motivated clients are experiencing. And I can tell you from experience, I am one of her clients, and my life, the things that she has taught me in the short time that I've known her is just unbelievable, and that's why I love having her come on. I think this is probably the fourth time she's been on the show, because there's so much for her to share with you. And that's another thing I can say without hesitation, because I too am one of these motivated people. And I have experimented with what she's taught me and experienced these truths in my own day-to-day life. And they're just, oh, I'm so excited to even just start talking about our show today. So her simple, powerful message really is easy to apply, and your desires can quickly come to you. Yes, literally, like literally come to you. In fact, to help you understand this topic more perfectly, I'll be sharing my own rather miraculous story of loss and found with you today. And I'm so excited to share my story. I'm so excited to welcome Pamela Ann. So welcome, Pamela Ann, to the show today.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about what we're going to be sharing with your audience today.
I know. I'm just a giddy right now because I'm just, like I said earlier, it's an impromptu show for the simple fact that the things that are going on in my life over the past week is just incredible. And I mean, It's not that, I do anything that anybody else can't do. These are just gifts and things that you've shared with me and taught me that anybody can do. And that's why this is just so exciting. And I'm so excited that we're able to share it with people today.
Well, and I agree. And I think that's what's so important, because sometimes people will hear or read about the miraculous experiences that I consistently have in my life. Mm-hmm. And then they'll go back into their life and think, well, how come I don't have that? Why don't I have those just amazing, mind-blowing, you know, blow your hair back experiences where you just feel like you're just downloaded with these feelings of absolute joy and a feeling of even rapture, you know. It's like, well, those are big words. But you know now from personal experience that you can do this. Okay. And what I'm sharing is that everybody has this divine birthright to be able to have these miraculous, wonderful, mind-blowing experiences that are life-altering in the best kind of way.
Absolutely. And you know what? First of all, I want to give out the phone number that if anybody wants to call in and they have a question for you, they can call in at 714-242-5218. That's the guest call-in number. It's, again, 714-242-5218 if they have a question. I don't know. I was kind of thinking that maybe I'll kind of start off with my story, not how I got to the end result, because that's pretty much what our show is going to be about, but just kind of tell...
Start setting up the framework.
Exactly. Okay, so here's my story of what happened. So a few weeks ago, my fiancé last Christmas had bought me or given me at Christmas a beautiful heart pendant. And it was the first piece of jewelry that he's ever given me, and it meant so much to me, and I wear it quite often. And so one morning I went to work and I realized that I had the chain, but I didn't have the pendant anymore because the chain had broke. And I was like, I wasn't panicked yet because I knew it happened between my home and my work. So I was like, okay, that's okay. I'm going to go home and I'll find it. So I came home, looked for it, couldn't find it anywhere, and then I kind of started to panic, and I was like, I was in tears. I was so upset about this because it means so much to me. So that was, it must have been about 3 weeks ago, if not longer, and I literally every day, I live in Canada, so the snow's starting to melt now, so I've been kind of keeping an eye for it, thinking that maybe like once the snow melts, I'll find it. And so Pamela and I had last week, we visit once every couple of weeks or once a month on Skype, and we were talking, and I can't even remember how we got on the topic, but I had shared with you that I had lost my necklace and how upset I was about it. And so that was it. I briefly talked about it, and we went our separate ways. And then yesterday you had asked me to call you, right? It was something totally unrelated. That we spoke. So we met on Skype again. And so we were talking about something unrelated. And then you had shared a story with me of something that you had lost but have since found it, and how you wanted to be able to share this with me as well.
Let me pop in and share a little bit of what was happening on my end of the spectrum. And that was, I started training you right away when you started sharing with me that you had lost this item.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go into that, or would you like to, should we kind of like see the situation start to morph and change immediately as that started happening, how the mindset and the ways of being able to shift things in your life? Would you like to share that now, or would you like to go on with
Well, you know what, maybe I'll just finish the story, and then we'll go back and...
Okay.
Kind of build up and like kind of explain, you know, how it came to be.
Perfect.
Today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we were talking and you told me about your story about losing something and then wound up finding it. And you shared with me how you did that. So I was like, I was so excited. I was in tears on the phone because I could feel the excitement. And I was like, I felt so sure that I was going to be able to have my necklace back. So I got off the phone with you, and I did exactly what you taught me to do. And so that's fine. So I went to bed, got up this morning like I normally do, started getting ready for work. And my daughter, who's 6, she comes in my room, and she says, Mommy, I just found your necklace. And she found the pendant that I have been looking for 3 weeks. And she brought it and put it in my hand. And this was something that I literally... I didn't know if I would see it again until last night after our conversation when I felt so positive that I was going to have my necklace back. And sure enough, the next morning, not even 24 hours later, but the next morning, the pendant's around my neck again.
Right.
So this can happen to any, if this can happen to me, this can happen to anybody. And that's why Pamela's here today, is so that you can share with us how that happened.
So, okay.
All right.
Thanks. All right. It's been a great laying out the framework of what was going on. So in my neck of the woods, on my corner of the viewpoint, because everybody is seeing it and experiencing it in some different arenas and from a different perspective. And as Michelle was sharing her story of loss, usually when I'm training somebody, I really ask them to only give me the onesie-twosie things, but not go in detail. Now, that might sound like I'm cold and I don't really care about the details. That isn't at all what the situation is, because I've learned how to command my world so rapidly that it's really important that I am responsible in what I'm giving my attention to, because whatever we listen to and give our attention to and look at and write about and tweet and Facebook and email, whatever we do, and if I left anybody out, Google Plus, whatever, we create more of it. And so sometimes we can think, hey, we're really being a good friend if we're being a sounding board for them to share their concerns with, but we're really not. Because if we really understand how to be able to command our worlds, it means we're creating more of that for those people as we listen to their angst and their problems. And we're creating more of that for us as well. And because I have such an affection for you, I started to engage my feelings in being one with you, with what you had experienced, kind of like vicariously feeling what you were going through. And I recognized that, and I pulled up and I thought, ooh, be careful, because if you allow yourself to do that, you're going to create more of that for her and for you as well. You're going to encourage her, you're going to feed that in her, you know, support that, and it will take her longer to be able to receive what she desired.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled back on that. We finished doing our training, but what I had shared with you, when I realized that, as I started to allow myself to change the dynamics of how I saw the situation. And what I saw was, is that this is truly a blessing for you to learn how to master, that you brought this situation to you of this form of loss so that you could be able to recognize that at any time you have the power to command it back as soon as you would like it. And yes, it can take 3 weeks or it can take a year or 5 years or forever, depending on what you believe, depending on if you will really allow yourself to exercise these powers and then open up to receive what you'd like to have as soon as you say you'd like to receive it back in your life. So that's some of the things that we talk about. And so I said, let us look at this as our blessing, as a blessing in your life, that if you've been able to have this before, if you've been able to draw and create something sweet like this in your life, you certainly have the power to be able to create other things or even that same thing back into your life at any time. But the key is how are you feeling about it? Because if you're feeling longing and loss and pleading and a feeling of really searching and yearning for it, you will never receive it back because you're not coming from this place of belief that it's possible. There's your whole body, every cell in your body is not engaged in that belief system. Yeah, your noggin might be thinking, I'd love to have it, but the rest of you isn't believing it. So, and this is the key. I see people all the time, and I hear about them all the time, saying how they continue to pray over and over again. They continue to ask. It's almost like the more they yearn, the more they suffer, the more they sacrifice, the harder it is, the more they're showing their devotion to how important it is for them to have it back. And that isn't how you do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all how you do it.
And this is, and we're not even talking to someone that's religious or that has a faith. This doesn't have to, anybody can do this. It doesn't, it really doesn't, it's not really based on like a Christian faith or anything like that, correct?
No, these are eternal laws.
Mm-hmm.
They, for me personally, they are based on those that created me. But mm-hmm. I don't go into specific religions. I don't define how other people are to connect to that source of creation. But for me personally, it does have to deal with living gods or living divine beings that know how to be able to use and channel this tremendous eternal power of love that can create all things. So where some people will say they connect to, for instance, the universe, the power of the universe, for me, it channels through these beings and into my body. And I have a personal relationship on a daily basis with these loving beings. And it's truly validated through the feelings of my body. So I can count on my feelings because they've always brought me goodness. And it's through that those feelings that start to well up in your body. And you experienced this late last night.
Yep.
It is so visceral. It's like it's woven into the very cells of your being. It's very obvious when this power is just surging through your body. It's palpable. It's measurable. It's this magnificent feeling. And so there's no doubt, because I always know that when I say this is what I'd love to see happen, I know that immediately my answer is yes, and it's already being formed. Mm-hmm. And when I hold on to that magnificent feeling, it starts surging and showing up in my life really readily. As soon as I think it and envision it, it's formed. But as long as I am connected with that feeling, it's my validation that it's also being formed when I'd like to receive it. And I can put a date on it, and it will come into my life. So anyway, as we were sharing, I was sharing with you how important this was and what a blessing it was for you to be able to learn and master now, when it's something small but that's still significant to you, and that you're connected to that desire of excitement to see it return to you. And that any time, you just ask for it one time. Don't keep looking and searching, because that's a waste of your time and energy. You don't have to figure out how it's going to be found. Yeah. You're to completely trust that it's being formed for you and let go and go on with your life.
And that's the thing, well, that's though, and it was really a relief after I got off the phone with you last night, or off of Skype, I guess, because I had, that's what I basically did, is I had asked, okay, you know, I'm ready to my necklace back, but mm-hmm. I've already looked for it. So basically said it's out of my hands now. And it's kind of a relief to know that, okay, I'm not looking for it anymore. I'll have it back, but I'm not looking for it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's this release, and it's an allowing. It's not mm-hmm. a forcing. It's not a making. It's not a wrestling. It's not a trying. It's none of those things. It truly is completely trusting that what you have requested has been heard. And in, you know, some of those scriptures and stuff that you were talking about, maybe some religions and things all over the world, all sorts of different backgrounds, but some spiritual writings, they have said, ask, it's given. Oh, that means the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And seek, you will find. It's assuring, again, you will have it. And knock, and the door will be open. But the handle of the door is on our side, and we open it whenever we're ready to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely up. I mean, up to us. We could have a whole treasure trove of things that have been prepared for us, but if we don't open up and receive, I mean, even if it was right in our face, sometimes we're so distracted with the onesie-twosie things going on in our lives that we don't even see the mighty blessings that are being performed for us. So what happened then is I went on with my life. You went on with your life, right? This was Monday, and on Saturday I was getting ready. It was a great weekend. We were having people come over for a big barbecue, and we had a big family celebration of something very special in our lives with this new little infant that's in our life, to celebrate her and give her a name and a blessing. It's a special thing that we do that's very significant for the new infants in our lives. So as we're getting ready for this on Saturday, because we decided that we'd do this on Sunday, I thought, oh, I'm going to go and take a shower. I've been pretty much burning the candle at both ends, and I'm so excited about life and everything that's being created. I can hardly sleep. I'm just so thrilled. I so look forward to getting up every day. And I thought, I'm just going to stop, take some time, and take a shower. Just take a shower. And when I got finished, I dry it all up and, you know, towel off my hair and put on some moisturizer on my face. And as I did that, I happened to glance in the mirror and I realized I'd lost my diamond earring. And I immediately thought of you, Michelle, because
yeah.
I thought, oh my goodness, this diamond earring was a very special, were some very special jewelry that my husband had bought for me. My husband had bought for me as your fiancé had bought for you, right?
Right.
And I don't wear jewelry. There was a time that I was just all goo-goo about jewelry, but I realized for me, because I love to maintain my gift, that I don't wear bracelets and I don't wear necklaces and I don't wear hooped earrings because they disturb the electrical currents, the meridians in my body, and I really value the gift that I have. Mm-hmm. And but I can wear these diamond studs, and because I don't wear my diamond rings for my wedding rings, these diamond studs represent, you know, just something that my husband has given to me that's very, very meaningful. But then here's this one that's gone. And I took out the other one, and I looked at it, and I admired it, and I remembered you, Michelle, again. And yes. I thought, well, I really got engaged in my feelings of oneness with you in this creation of loss, and long enough that I had sent out that request, and it was answered. Yes. And so I chuckled, and I thought, wow. But I looked at this stone, and I said, you know, this is a beautiful stone, the other earring that I have. And the one that I have lost is beautiful, but not so important to me. That, and it's worth thousands of dollars, but mm-hmm. still, not so important to me that it's going to distract from me preparing and totally enjoying my relationships and this special event and the things that I'm learning. And that this is very obvious that in my life it's representing, have I mastered this yet? You know, I know, I can definitely say, yes, I have mastered it. But can I still master it? Am I still a person who is living what I'm teaching? Am I still awakened? Am I still aware of how I'm using my powers to create or destroy or create something over and over and reform it? So my whole body said, why, of course. Absolutely. So what I did is I went and I looked in just two places. I decided in my mind that I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to look in only two places. One place is on the table where I knew I had taken my earrings off, and perhaps I was so excited with all the things I'm doing, I put one on and ran off without putting the other one on. And no, it wasn't there. And the second one was to go look where I was caring for the baby that night, because I watch her every other night. I help to take care of this little infant. And so knowing that I'm a bit sleep deprived, yes, I could be, maybe I didn't put my back of my earring on all the way in, so it could have fallen off there. And no, it wasn't there. Now, I didn't get the feeling to look under the bed or to look on the rug. No, the feeling was, I'm only going to look in two places, and if it's not there, I'm letting it go. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and looked at the stone, and I admired the one that I still had. And I thought, this is just a beautiful diamond. The color is so clear and white, and it's so brilliant, and it just has a fire about it. And I can just picture my husband when he was finding them and picking them out, and his thrill and his delight about what he was coming, bringing home for me to enjoy. And I could picture his excitement about the anticipation of my opening up and finding. I mean, I was very engaged in all those sweet and wonderful feelings. I wasn't at all thinking feelings of loss and need and lack, not at all. I was feeling this thrill and excitement. And then I went to those that created me, who I refer to as my team. And I said to them, I really have enjoyed this. It was so wonderful. And I would love to be able to have it restored. And so I'm asking, will you please restore this? And then I'm going to go on and do what I am to do, because it is a better use of my time than for me to be frantically looking for a stone that the world has assessed a value to, but eternally, it's in the big, huge picture, it's just a tiny stone. Mm-hmm. So off I went. And with that thought, I decided I was going to totally enjoy and savor every second of this day and allow any distraction to be released from my body, because, you know, you can get pretty distracted for looking things that you, for things that you've lost, can't you, mm-hmm. Michelle?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I took my great big golden doodle dog, Lacey, and I took her into the shower, and I thought, I'm going to give her a shower, and I'm going to enjoy it. And we lathered her all up, and she totally enjoyed every moment of it, and so did I. And I sleeked off the water and said, shake, 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 three times. And it's like she got the memo, man. She shook, shook, shook three times so that she could take off some of the water. But I knew there was still a little bit of drippy water on her. And usually I let her go out and roll in the grass and dry herself off, but I knew that she might get kind of dirty again. And so instead of that, I shared my feelings with her. I didn't speak to her. I didn't give her any hand signals or anything like that. But I communicated to her that I would love for her to be able to dry off on these two thick, loopy rugs that I had, cotton rugs on the floor. I thought she would really enjoy it. They're clean. She's clean. No big deal. Just a little water that's going to evaporate. And it was like heard me and went directly to the first rug and rolled all around in it. Now, there's a tie-in to this, folks. I'm just not talking about me taking a shower, the dog taking a shower, so hang in there with me, okay? But the point is I'm really savoring and enjoying everything here. And when she finished with that, she went over to the second rug and was rolling all around in it. Now, I, because I was savoring it, was with her. I stayed with her. I enjoyed seeing her delight and how much fun she was having. And I was enjoying it with her. It's as if I was rolling out of the rug, too, and drying off as well. And when she lifted up her face from that rug and pulled up her body to go step away, because I was still so engaged and not distracted by anything else or any care of the world, I saw a sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and I saw that diamond earring that, because she had laid on that rug and parted the loops of the rug, I could see this diamond earring that was down in that rug. And 3 inches away, I also saw the back. Because, you see, I didn't ask for the diamond back. I asked for the earring back, mm-hmm. which included the diamond and the back. Mm-hmm. And that was only about 3 inches away from it. And so, like, I'm telling you, I was so delighted. I was so excited because, truly, I was expecting it to come back immediately. That was my expectation. That was my sure belief. And that's what I sent out. And yet, when it still happens, I never grow weary of the thrill and the excitement of knowing that I am personally known, loved, and adored by those who created me.
Mm-hmm.
That they truly team with me. So in less than an hour, that earring that was lost was back. And I was just so excited. I could hardly stand it.
And you didn't have to look for it.
No. So
no.
I shared with you, and I said to you, remember this, that it can easily and quickly come to you. It can easily and quickly just come to you. So how hard did I have to work for finding that earring?
You didn't.
I stayed focused on, why was I brought to this earth? Why was I created? What is my life mission? And I did not allow that distraction to detract from that.
Mm-hmm.
I trusted that those other sideline things, those other details that are really not as important, would mm-hmm. be taken care of.
And the nice thing, too, is that if you had continued to look for it, you know, and I mean, a lot of people do this, is you get more and more frustrated, you feel more and more desperate, you feel like there's a loss of hope that they're going to find it, and you just
mm-hmm.
kind of have this feeling of despair, whereas instead you took it out of your hands, you put it in the hands of your team, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you enjoyed your dog instead, so you weren't even thinking about it anymore. You were just enjoying
yeah.
the moment that you were in, and there, you got your earring back.
And what's so fascinating is that it seems like there's chunks of time that people are desiring to learn the same information at the same
mm-hmm.
time. And that's why I'm really thankful that we're doing this program today, because there's a lot of people who are feeling lost right now. I know it. People are just coming out of the woodwork. And then there'll be other people that are feeling a lot of, like, they would love to have more harmonious relationships in their lives. And so all these people start coming forth to learn about this. So interestingly enough, on Monday, there was a client that called me that's being part of this new pilot mentoring program that I'm teaching, because there's a lot of people who would like to be able to do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say yes to it. I mean, you cannot have enough people who are sharing this happy good news. So she called me, and I said to her, what would you like to learn about today? And I have a specific program, but I would also like to know what was that she would like to learn. And she says, you know, I really don't know. And I said, well, how about this? How about I share with you some things that are currently going on that you might have interest in? And I told her about your necklace and my
mm-hmm.
earrings, but then how the earrings came right back, and that I really believed that the same was going to happen for you because
mm-hmm.
of this training that we had. You had this ability to see this bigger picture of why it came into your life and how it really was a blessing, and how every experience truly is for our good.
Mm-hmm.
So then she kind of got quiet, and she shared with me that she recently had gone through a lot of loss. Oh, let me just back up a tad. One of the things that happened on that Saturday before I ever got out of bed is that I prepared myself to be connected with those that created me, for them to literally be with me throughout my day and open the doors and smooth out everything in my life and help me to continue to stay connected to this deep, abiding happiness and joy and love. And with that connection, everything in life just smooths out like butter. You're not banging your knees and hitting your elbows. It's just like just things just are smooth. You can feel this assurance, this ease. And it's not that I don't have the same things as everybody else has in life, but when you're connected like this, it's just a pleasure. There's just a tremendous amount of joy that's associated with it. So then here she's listening to what I'm saying, and she gets really quiet, and she said, because I'm training her in this mentoring program, and I'm teaching her that every morning when you get up and every evening before you go to sleep, that you open your body, your vessel, to be connected and to receive their powerful information and love and support. And even throughout the day, you just say, how am I feeling now? And by your feelings, you'll know if you're connected, just like you described a lot of feelings just earlier about having this angst and worry and frustration when you're looking for things. That is your indication you're not connected. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling fear, doubt, wavering, any of that, it's just your physical validation in your body that you have disconnected from that source of eternal power. So when you start revving up with feelings of enthusiasm and joy and hope and giddiness, love, appreciation, thanksgiving, you're connected, and you can feel it like burning in your body. It's just this wonderful healing, wonderful feeling. And so that's what she was doing that morning before she called me. And as she was preparing her body, she asked specifically for what she'd like to see happen that in her day. And just like I asked specifically with detail of what I'd like to have happen too, and even put times and dates on it. And if you don't know you can do this, this is why these programs are so important, because it gives you these examples of, oh my gosh, I can do this. This is what's available for me too. It's your divine birthright. So when I started sharing this information with her, she got really quiet and she said, you know, this morning when I was preparing for my day, I had some losses a couple days ago that were significant losses to me of some important things in my life. And I got up this morning and said, today I'd like to learn how I can be able to have it returned to me. And so without my knowing that this was the desire of her heart, I started sharing the story that you and I had gone through. Without yet knowing what you had, if you had found it or not, I was sharing this information with her, and she said, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I asked to find out today. You see, I don't know these things, and I can admit to it. On my own, you know, I can't find that earring. On my own, life is not all that fun, you know. On my own, it can be difficult and hard. So whenever anybody says life is difficult and hard, I know they're not connected. Because when I'm connected, it's so much fun. And so then what happened is I could not get you off my mind. You were on my noggin. And truly, you know, Michelle, I'm not usually the one contacting you.
Yeah.
I mean, I really respect when people are ready to learn this information. And that's one thing I said when I started publicly teaching this information, is that let those who are ready and interested in it come. Because until you're ready for it, it's a waste of your time, because you're interested in learning other things, and I value that. I respect that. And yet I could not get you off my mind. So finally I just said, okay, that's it. And I called. And you had told me that you had really been thinking about me and wishing that you could visit with me, right?
Right. Yeah.
So when I text you, it's like, well, I text you, I didn't call. So I text you, and you're saying, yeah, I'm ready. And then we had this wonderful story, so you could hear, yes, this is absolutely possible, and yes, you can do this, right? So you set your vessel up to open and receive. You allowed this mighty shift, and you felt this mighty shift, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't all that long after that, because... And what you don't know is that this morning I felt inspired to wake up really early, and I happened to have the phone right beside me.
Yeah.
And when you text me to tell me that your sweet daughter that is so inspired that she followed through with the feelings that she was directed to do, found mm-hmm. that pendant and brought it to you. It was when I had just woke up and there was a phone right beside me. So I was able to enjoy that experience right as soon as you text me.
Yeah.
Then finding it hours later. And
so
we
were 2 hours apart. So yeah, I was surprised when you messaged me back right away.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So it was really wonderful.
And even after our conversation last night that we weren't even planning on having, and I felt so excited and so, I don't even think confidence is the word, but just sure. When you say you know your truth, you know, it's the truth, right? And so getting off the phone with you, it was like I didn't even have a doubt that my necklace was going to show up, or my pendant. It wasn't even a thought. It was like, yes, you know, I'm done looking for it, and I'm putting it in your hands, and thank you so much. And I was excited. I was excited to have my necklace back, even though I didn't know how or where or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I sure didn't think that my daughter would be the one to bring it to me. So it was pretty incredible, and I could not wait to share it with you.
And so you did, and I happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What is so amazing is that when we have these like interests and these things that we would just love to learn and share with each other, how it's all in sync is amazing to me, how they're able to orchestrate all that and assist us. It's amazing to me. And just to have a few other things, are you willing to share about your game on your phone and your life?
Okay. Right. So I've read your book. I have your book, Mindset of Miracles. So I've learned a lot about that. I've learned a lot through the coaching and the work that we've done together, and just chatting, the sessions that we've had on Skype. And it's really, but that's really what it is you just sharing your stories with me and showing me, you know, just so a different process of thinking, like the show that we had done last year with the four letter words ones of the four word, you know, four letter words that
mm-hmm.
you don't say. So yeah. So anyway, last week, and it's not that I forgot about them, but maybe a little bit. So after we got off the phone last week, you had reminded me of to command your world. So I went to bed to read The Mindset of Miracles, and my fiancé was already sleeping, so I opened up my book, and I had this little book light. So I had my book light on my book, turned on, I'm about to read, and my book light turns off. And I was just about to get out of bed and be like, you know, go look for another one, and I thought, no, you know what, wait a minute, I'm ready to read right now. This light is what's going to help me read. So in my head, I said, no, I'm not done reading yet, so you can please turn on now. And the light went on. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up. It literally went on within seconds. And I just said, thank you. And it wasn't I'm going to try this. It was like, no, I'm not done reading. This light is turning on. So the light went on. I read the chapter. And as soon as I was done the chapter, the light went off again. And again, even though I was kind of sleepy now, I was like, no, I'm not done reading. Please turn on. And the light turned on again. So I was like, okay, this is really cool.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's like, it was just such a validation. It's like, wow, that was really exciting. And I think I even got up and messaged you right away after that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, it was just really cool to even have that experience. So then I started playing this game on my phone. I got a new phone, and of course, there's like all these hundreds of apps of games that you can play. So I downloaded this game, and I'll admit that I'm I'm a little addicted to it. It's an awesome game. And so I was sitting there playing it, and it's one of those games where you have to get through levels and lives and stuff. And so I'm playing it, and I cannot pass this one level, and I'm kind of starting to get a little flustered because I've done the same level about 10 or 12 times, and I just was having a hard time getting through it. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm done with this level. Like, I'm done. So that's what I said in my head. I said, yeah, I think I'm done with this level, and I'm ready to move on. Thank you. And sure enough, I beat it. And it may seem small, but really it's not, because this is something that I tried a dozen times before this. And so when I was kind of embarrassed to mention this, like the game one to you, right? Yes, because to me it felt like such a small thing. But I loved when I shared that with you yesterday, and you said that's just your validation of, well, you can explain it better of how you explained it to me. So that to not look at it as such a small thing.
Yes, because anything that you find interesting is interesting to your team, mm-hmm. or however you connect to that which created you or assists you in your world here. Anything. They love to partner with us. They love to be part of our lives. And if they'll be there for you, to just flick on a light and flick the light off and flick it on and flick it off and be playful with you. They're not pestering you. They're not trying to tempt you or tease you. There was a problem with the light, and they were causing the light to be able to be activated again. They weren't the ones turning it off. It was just turning off. There's some physical laws that happen, but they are able to be able to change it back for you at your command.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with this phone. If it's important to you, they think it's important, but it is your validation, my darling, that if they will be with you for the small things,
mm-hmm.
they certainly will be with you for the big things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the big aha moment for you.
It was. It was huge, especially because yesterday, the reason why it was so important for myself to talk to you, even though I wasn't the one that contacted you, you contacted me, is because I had a bit of a rough day. I'm in my last trimester of a pregnancy, and I had a pretty traumatic birth experience with my daughter. And so now that it's coming towards the end, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I was getting scared. And so then after I got off the phone with you yesterday, and you were just telling me that they're going to be there for the big stuff and just to command my world. And it was like, yeah, that's true. Like, why am I being scared? Because this is up to me, It's up to me and my team to work through this together. And it took me from a really scared place. Like, I was literally smiling all day today because I went from having, like, a sob fest yesterday, just kind of being frightened, to today just feeling so confident and so excited for everything.
Right.
That's huge.
And that's what they refer to when they say that mighty shift in your heart,
mm-hmm.
that mighty change of heart, that peace that passes all understanding, that absolutely bedrock of assurance that you are in the loving embrace of living gods.
Mm-hmm.
And you also said something about sometimes you'd like to have some very specific, like a pair of boots, a certain type of boots. And
yes,
I've been
looking for a pair of boots. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Can you ask for too much?
Yes.
And I really must say to you and to those who are listening, we are the ones who have limited us, and
mm-hmm.
we don't ask for enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about all the galaxies that are innumerable out there. Science is starting to recognize, oh my gosh, it is so vast. It's so vast. And they have been able to form all this. If you're asking to have millions of dollars or lots of cars and amazing homes, if that's what you're really into, they can do it. That's no big deal. It's
mm-hmm.
the same laws. It's the same energy. It isn't difficult for them to be able to provide that for you. However, for me personally, and I have had all that stuff that I'm talking about, and I still have, any kind of thing that I would ask for, there also comes responsibilities of taking care of all that, and I've got to share with you that I'm not interested in having to take care of a bunch of physical things. I have a wonderful life, but my energy, my time, and my resources, to me, are more valuable than to just acquire a lot of stuff that has to be managed and can sometimes shift to be something that we end up worshiping instead of enjoying really why we were even created, why we even came here. So I love more my passion of sharing this happy news with others
mm-hmm.
than taking care of a lot of houses. I mean, I had 6 houses all at the same time. It's like, that's a lot of houses to maintain.
That's a lot of houses.
I was like, wow, from living out of a car to adding 6 houses, you know? I'm like, oh. And they weren't all in the same city. They're all over the place. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go here, take it. So anyway, kind of laughing about that.
We have 15 minutes left. So just so for the people that are listening, because we've shared our incredible stories.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you give an example of the kind of dialogue? Because it's kind of like EFT, right? When you're tapping, you're like, well, I don't know how to tap. I don't know what to say when I tap. And so a lot of people don't bother tapping because they don't know what to say.
Right.
So can you share maybe something like an example of whether it's a relationship or a job or some kind of loss of what perhaps that they could say to their team or the universe or whatever they would like to call it.
I'd like to just, before we dive into that, I'd just like to share something of loss that was something that you had said in the beginning when you were talking about this program and the setup of the program, that one of the things that people have lost and can lose in their lives, and I definitely lost this in my life, was the gift of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And how really important that was for me to be able to have back in my life. Because one of the things that I have a grandson that said, Nana, you're the most positive person I have ever met. And he has lived with me. I mean, he knows on a daily basis the things that happens in our lives and how busy we are and what we are doing. And he says, I've never met a person as positive as you are, as happy as you are. And you really are. It's been, this is the real deal because you're always like this. And so I'm not putting on a front because you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference when someone is just putting on this smiley face, but when every cell in their body is engaged in this joy. And so I'm going to share with you why it is so important to be able to have laughter in your life and how it's so important that if you have lost everything else and don't know how to be able to do this, to allow yourself to just smile. I mean, one year my goal was to laugh more often. I failed miserably for my New Year's resolution, and so then I decided, okay, the next year I'm going to smile more often. But that and just doing that, there is something huge that can happen in your life as far as shifting even your physical feelings and chemistry in your life. But laughter is a powerful antidote to stress and pain and conflict. And nothing works faster or more dependably to bring your mind and body back into balance. Then a good laugh and humor lightens your burdens. It inspires your hopes. It connects you to others. And it keeps you grounded, focused, and alert. And it helps you to be able, again, to increase your feeling of inspiration and hope. So notice in the different things that I was sharing with you how I had a tickle of laughter running through me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as I saw my earring gone, I started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to really see the big picture. It helps to, I mean, this life is so important. We're not to be taking it that seriously as some of us do, you know, and making such big issues out of things that are only passing, fleeting situations, but not eternal ones. So if you're asking me how can people be able to start having these wonderful experiences coming into your life, one of the ways to do it is to laugh.
What if it's not a genuine laugh? What if it's, because, you know, if someone's feeling kind of down in the dumps, it's like they've really got to force that. So how?
Well, it's not a forcing. Remember, okay. I said I failed miserably the first time I set it up for my New Year's resolution. I get it.
Yeah.
But I started looking for things to smile about.
Mm-hmm.
I started actually opening my life, my body, and my world to see and notice things that would bring a smile to me, that would encourage me to. But I chose to find things like that. You see, I set my sights on that. It's kind of like I set my radar on that to find things to smile about, to just get a little feeling like, oh, that's so nice. To start noticing those beautiful sunsets, those perfectly formed flowers, those little hummingbirds that come up, you know, and try to get drops of water as I'm spraying out to water my flowers. And just that little tickle of laughter that you can hear, like if you drive by a playground and you hear kids laughing that it's abandoned, you know? I mean, there's, you start giving your attention to that and it starts coming rapidly into your world if you really allow yourself to. Those are some of the ways you can have it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is I stopped taking myself so seriously. I started completely loving and accepting me and all my little warts and bumps and wrinkles. I started just adoring this person, this body, everything about me, and started being a lot more accepting. And so with that, I could laugh more. I just wasn't so serious. And I'm telling you, that sense of humor that came back into me, I can laugh about anything. Mm-hmm. I can find something that's playful and humorous about anything. And it just helps me keep my perspective.
Yep. So, and with that, because I know it's kind of funny because when anybody that's been around children, it kind of gets to experience that, you know, because you get to see things through kids' eyes that you take for granted, like you were saying, like even like a sunrise, you know, and it's really, but I mean, like not everybody has a little kid to like follow around or have them follow you around and point things out. So it's kind of, I guess you got to have to be like find your own inner child, I suppose.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I share with people to do a 3-page roadmap for life. And you're like, a 3-page roadmap for life? But that is one of the chapters. It's not the name of the chapter, but it's found in the book, The Mindset of Miracles. And it teaches you, you can easily and quickly do it. It doesn't have to take a long time. This process is not difficult. Have you felt like it's difficult to apply the things that you're learning?
No, and that's the thing, is they're so easy and
mm-hmm.
effortless that it feels, it's you know, you got to get rid of the skepticism because of the fact that it feels effortless.
It's so easy. And that's how these eternal laws are. They're very simple,
mm-hmm.
and they're very easy. And when it becomes complicated and too many checklists to do, it's not their way. It's the way mm-hmm. we've constructed it while we've been here on this earth, but it's not our eternal truth.
And that's the thing, though, is one of the, I know even one of the four-letter words that you had talked about on our past show was that work is a four-letter word. And, I mean, when you think
mm-hmm.
of work, it doesn't sound like a fun thing. It doesn't feel fun. It feels like work. And
yeah,
that's
and
not
body.
What their intention is for us.
And yet you can do the very same activity and feel joy about it, and it no longer feels like work in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, it's like what I had shared before even about the feeling of sacrifice. That sounds like a four-letter word. So like, oh my gosh, sacrifice. Ugh, I'm having to give up something.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can do the same act of service, but realize it's actually a way to mutually uplift, because I spend a tremendous amount of time one-on-one with people doing training from early in the morning till very late at night, because I train people all over the world in all different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, some of our training sessions here recently have been very late, and they've also been very early when you've contacted me again.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I don't feel drained. I feel enlivened. I feel blessed. I feel like I am just as much a recipient of the joy and happiness that you are experiencing. I feel profoundly like honored that I could even see that magnificent experience that you had yesterday evening, because we were on Skype. And even though we have never physically met each other, Michelle, we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel each other's hearts. And I feel you so strongly that I felt that I absolutely was to contact you.
Mm-hmm.
And here it was. You were feeling those desires too. So, you know, as I gave the example of preparing and maybe praying or meditating with the thought of being connected to your team.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are taught to pray, they're being taught a way to communicate with those beyond this finite world, this physical world that exists with us, but in a different dimension, like in the quantum physics dimension, in a different dimension, or in a heavenly place, as people who are connected with a religious type of or spiritual type of things. It's all the same. We're just using different words to frame it out, to explain it. But so there's like zero conflict as far as I'm concerned. But those are just somatics. That's just splitting hairs. But that is just this praying or meditating or visualizing these beings or this situation that you're communicating with. It's actually teaching us how to communicate with each other, too. Mm-hmm. We're being shown ways of communicating. And so I gave the example, if you go back and listen in this radio program, about how I was able to communicate with even my dog. Mm-hmm. I can literally communicate with her and say what I would love to see happen within my being and express it to her through my body, to her body. She will hear it perfectly and do it because we're very connected. She knows that I love her and adore her. And I also share with her my pure belief that she's capable of being able to understand and respond to my invitation. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm controlling her, I'm inviting her. Mm-hmm. And if she agrees to it, she responds. And she does because she loves me. And I do with her because I love her.
And so, and it's kind of like, you know, when you're thinking about somebody and then your phone rings and it's them on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, even though you weren't planning on talking or whatever, but they just decided that they were missing you or thinking about you and decided to call, even though you were thinking about them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have sent out this invitation for people to come and join this mentoring program, this pilot mentoring program. I've sent out this invitation, but I haven't. A couple people, I actually picked up the phone to call them, but I didn't speak to them. I didn't even leave them a message about the mentoring program. In fact, this one individual, I hung up the phone before it even rang. This person I met one time in this big meeting that I had in Phoenix. 2 years ago, I had never called this person before. Not ever had I called this person. And I picked up the phone to call this person and hung it up before it rang because it's like, oh, you know, it's important that this person feels this invitation. That man called me the very next day. He was in Tucson and asked if he could please come and visit with me.
Really?
Yeah, the very next day. And then I also did that with another person, too. And I called their home knowing that they were in Hawaii, but they were not in their home in Sedona. I knew they were in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And yet today, that person called me. So I thought it was very interesting because they were calling me about something completely unrelated. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, that's not why you're calling me. I mean, this is a big thing that they were calling me about, a huge thing that they were calling me back. And I'm going to be very respectful because unless I have the permission, I won't share it. Mm-hmm. But I said to them, this isn't really the reason why you're calling me. Let me share with you why you're really calling me. Mm-hmm. And I told them what it was, and I told them about this plan of mentoring and about being able to share these wonderful experiences with the world. And this person burst into tears and had the same experience that you had last night.
Really?
That validation. And just wept and said, yes, this is really the deepest, fondest desire of my heart of what I'd like to have happen. And what had happened is earlier they had said, I had said to them, because there's all these whoopsie-daisy things going on that we were not going to discuss, because I'm not going to be that sounding board, but I said to this person, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I hate to cut you off, but we only have a minute and a half left.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that everybody knows where to find you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, darling.
No, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows where that they can contact you if they would, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's they would like to, you know, find your book or become a client. So, yeah.
Right. Just get on my website. My goodness.
Okay.
It's an easy thing to do. Pamela, Pamela. And just the ANNEZELL.com. And you can look through it and sign up for some free chapters of my book. There's six of them. They'll come once a day for 6 days. or you can even join in the inner VIP kind of stuff and get some information. You can join on that. You can click on the book and order a book. You can sign up for classes. There's lots of ways that you can be able to get this wonderful information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again for joining me today. And as always, I absolutely love chatting with you. So thank you.
Thank you too, darling.
Thank you. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night. Bye. Bye.
Okay, that's it. Oh, my gosh, it went so fast. So make sure you join me. Next week, I'm going to have Dr. Constance Scharf come on. She's the author of Ending Addiction for Good. It's an Amazon bestseller list book, and it's going to be incredible, especially if you know anyone that's gone through addiction. This is going to be a great show for you. So thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to smile and let joy be your dessert. Bye.